Hi, and welcome to Super Engaging Podcast with your host, Steve Halpern. That's myself. The purpose of this podcast, if you're new to this podcast, is to bring you the latest health information so that you can be your optimal self, experience true wellness for you and your family, and hopefully share this information. What's so amazing is the information on diet and health. I just looked at some new studies. And not surprisingly, consuming processed foods was linked to a 65% risk of death. Well, we all have to die of something, but heart disease and all sorts of chronic illnesses. And it's probably all the additional chemicals that are added to processed foods to make them taste better and stay preserved. Some preservatives are good. Okay, they're natural preservatives. And nobody wants to eat spoiled food. But preservatives that are put in and all sorts of mixes of chemicals, so you have long-term improved shelf life. And the added sugars that are added to the food, and all sorts of chemicals that are added to the food for all sorts of reasons, to make it taste better, to make it smooth, to make it this, make it that. Eating unprocessed, naturally grown, hopefully non-GMO, organic if you can, food makes a big difference. Add some tomatoes. Tomatoes, if you're not allergic to tomatoes, and tomatoes have been shown to improve eyesight and lower cardiovascular risk. Another interesting study is on blueberries. Now, I've seen research on blueberries and brain function, and it's a big part of my diet. But be careful when you spill the blueberries on the floor, because they'll get squished and then stain your socks if you walk around in socks or your slippers. So gotta be careful of the blueberries, but otherwise, I start my day every single day with a fruit smoothie. Put in blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. This family of food has wonderful, wonderful antioxidants. They call them polyphenols. And you just can't really get all of that in pills. You can get blueberry pills if you want, and you don't want to eat blueberries. Life Extension Foundation has blueberry pills, but why do that when you can just eat the blueberries? I don't really see a problem with frozen versus fresh. You'll still get the active blueberry ingredients. That's kind of interesting. The sugar consumption worldwide has gone down slightly. I guess the news has reached people. But I think it's reaching the wrong people, the converted people who listen to this podcast and read health news, maybe listen to Dr. Oz, are motivated to make changes. How do we get the unmotivated individuals to make changes? And maybe it's through our medical system. Maybe it's a prescription. Doctors should be writing a food diet prescription rather than a pharmaceutical prescription. Yes, for emergencies, I understand, and for health diseases, I can understand writing a prescription. But how about a health prescription? You know, one of the ideas that I came across is let's start maybe on your Facebook, or you can email me, you know, something that I didn't come up with this phrase, but, you know, I like it, you know, the food hall of shame. and listing the label of a fast food or the sugar content of a health drink. Come on, I've been in Whole Foods and I pick up a flavored water and it's got 37, 38 grams of sugar. When you start to read the labels, it's shocking how much sugar we're taking in. And I think it's not, I grew up with two jars of sugar on the table. And unfortunately, I lost my parents 6 weeks apart of heart disease and cancer. Big surprise. What was the daily intake of food? Well, we had sugar cereal, and maybe we had some grapefruit, which is a good idea, and then you take a tablespoon of sugar and put it on that, and you leave the house with a sugar snack. That was breakfast, and it just went on and on and on. And isn't surprising that as a child, I had all the childhood illnesses that you can get, until one day, I was listening by accident. I was listening to a radio show, Gene Shepard. Older baby boomers know that. He was a very interesting monologist. He would just talk and talk and talk and tell great stories. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice, "Greetings, friends." And it happened to be Carlton Fredericks, who was a voice on the radio. It was kind of interesting because he said, "Sugar will do you in." And here I am, 13, 14, exercising, doing martial arts, you know. And I go into my kitchen and tell my parents, you know, the sugar is killing us. And you can imagine the response I got. So hopefully you're feeding your children better. And so let's move on to more interesting subjects. And one of the subjects is that fertility in men is going down. Well, both men and women. And part of it is, again, the diet and what we're exposed to. We're exposed to lots of phytoestrogens. I think soy is okay in small, small amounts. And I like edamame. I always have a hard time saying that. Edamame. It's different. It's the whole soy. I think this whole mythology of soy milk, just a made-up food in Japan and countries that consume soy tofu, they use a little bit. And lots of other things in their diet, like seaweed. But the idea, if you're going to substitute for dairy, I do prefer, rather than soy milk, I would prefer almond milk and cashew milk and hazelnut milk. I mean, there are all sorts of nut milks that are going to give you that way of making your cereal whole grain, hopefully, with flaxseed, at least processed, or however you're going to use it. So I prefer those kind of sources of beverage. And there's the quick question is, why do we need zillions and zillions of these drinks? What's wrong with water? And you can put a little lemon juice in the water. And what I occasionally do is, there are many, many concentrates. You can get juice concentrates, pomegranate, blueberry, cranberry, in the health store, organic concentrates. And with your kids or yourself, make my own drink. And it doesn't have all that added sugar and whatever other junk is put in the drink. And it's a fun thing to do with kids. You can make, summertime, make ice pops. Okay, take a fruit concentrate and water, and obviously mold, and you can freeze it, as opposed to going to the store and you'll find, even the health store, and you'll find these frozen ice pops, and it's got tons and tons of sugar. Not a great idea. So we come to the end of this podcast. I'm going to try and keep up and do this on a daily basis. So you want to subscribe, because you're going to miss things if you don't. And again, if you enjoyed this podcast and learned something, please share it with your friends or your social media. I'll be expanding this podcast very soon, so it might be a little easier to access. I'll put it on iTunes and some other sites, and eventually also do some interviews. You don't just hear me all the time, so I'll do some interviews with my colleague, Dr. Pauline List, and my other colleague, Phil Wharton, you know, world expert in training and fitness, so we can share more of this wonderful information. Thank you again. This is Steve Halpern.